Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, February the 11th, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us. We're grateful for the knowledge that you give. And as we continue to observe today, we ask that you would continue to lead us and prepare us for that which is to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I'm sure that by now you're aware of the fact that all of the controversy that existed with regard to the November 3rd election is slowly being dissipated. But the fact of the matter is that there are some states that are still fighting the same battle. And one of those states is Arizona. That would be the state of Arizona. And so I wanted to share an article or a few articles with you to show you exactly what they're still trying to do in Arizona. Our topic for today is Arizona's election fight. Arizona's election fight. Now, this first article is found in the Associated Press, U.S. News. It was published on February the 3rd, 2021. The writer of the article is Bob Christie. That's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. And the title of the article is Arizona Senate to Consider Contempt Charges in Election Fight. Let me read that title again for you. Arizona Senate to Consider Contempt Charges in Election Fight. Now, here's the subtext to that. The Republican-controlled Arizona Senate is moving ahead with the threat to pass a contempt resolution finding that Maricopa County has failed to comply with a subpoena demanding access to election equipment and ballots cast in the November election. Of course, what they want to do is the Senate, they want to get their hands on the voting machines. They want to get their hands on all of the votes that have been put in ever since November the 3rd, etc. And of course, they subpoenaed the electoral board, and the board said that these things are secret and should not be handed over. Well, they're threatening now to charge them with contempt. Here's the article. Republicans who control the Arizona Senate are moving ahead with their threat to pass a contempt resolution finding Maricopa County failed to comply with the subpoena demanding access to elections equipment and ballots cast in the November election. The Senate Rules Committee plans to meet Wednesday afternoon to start the procedure for introducing the resolution. Timing on a full Senate vote is unclear. If the resolution passes, board members could be jailed for failing to comply. The Republican-dominated board on Tuesday again refused to comply with subpoenas GOP leadership issued as they try to show that fraud or other election misdeeds led to Democratic President Joe Biden's win in the state. Courts rejected 8 lawsuits filed by backers of former President Donald Trump after his loss, finding there was no evidence that he did not lose. The Senate has demanded access to voting machines and all 2.1 million ballots cast in the election. The board has said it can't comply because ballots are sealed by law, and the voting machines the Senate wants to examine need to remain secure. Board Chairman Jack Sellers said Wednesday he was frustrated that the Senate was threatening to fine the board in contempt, saying he met personally with Senate President Karen Fan and thought both sides agreed to try to settle the issue. I want to be clear. The county will participate in any court hearing with the Senate if they plan to argue the restrictions on ballots should be waived, Sellers said in a statement. Instead of suggesting that we are violating the laws of the legislature, they should turn their attention to finding the solution. If they truly believe in the legality of their position, they will join us in seeking a solution through the courts, Sellers said. The supervisors have repeatedly pointed to multiple tests of the voting machines done before and after the election, and hand counts of a sample of ballots that showed the count was indeed accurate. They fought subpoenas issued in December by the Senate Judiciary Committee with backing of Senate President Karen Fan in court. Now, let me pause here to let you know that this is really amazing, because if you notice what is happening here now, this whole thing is in Arizona, and the truth of the matter is that what is driving them nuts in Arizona is that the Democrats won the state. They can't stand that concept. And so now they're demanding that they get their hands on the voting machines. They want to get their hands on every last voting piece of paper, so that they might be able to evaluate it all over again. Now, of course, if you've got a situation where there has been an election and you don't like the election and you're accusing other people from fraudulent activity, what is going to stop you from engaging in exactly that which you are accusing the rest of the individuals from doing? All right? All right. Continuing the article, it says this. New subpoenas were issued after a new legislature was sworn in on January the 11th. No new proceedings have been initiated by either side. Still, the board voted last week to do their own audits, checking to determine if the software in voting machines is intact and they were not subject to backing or hacking or connected to the internet. Republican Senator Warren Peterson said that audit falls short of what lawmakers want examined. So that's the end of that very brief article. And I wanted to start there because this article was published on February the 3rd. Notice the date, February the 3rd. The second article on that same subject was published on February the 8th, 5 days later. And this is found in the Associated Press TRIB website, T-R-I-B website. And the title of that article is Arizona Senate Planning to Hold Board in Contempt in Election Fight. Here's that second article. Republicans who control the Arizona Senate were poised to hold the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors in contempt Monday for failing to turn over voting machines and ballots from the November election that lawmakers want to examine as they continue to question President Joe Biden's win in the state. If the contempt resolution passes, as appears likely, the five-member board could be subject to immediate arrest. GOP Senate President Karen Fan met with two members of the board Monday, said Steve Galaro, the only Democrat on the five-member board. There was no immediate word as to how the talks would end up and what the result would be. Republican Senator Warren Peterson, who heads the Judiciary Committee and issued the subpoenas that the board is refusing to honor, said at mid-morning that the Senate still plans to vote to find the board in contempt when it meets Monday afternoon. All 16 Republicans in the Senate have signed onto the measure. On Monday, the board filed for a restraining order, an injunction barring the Senate from voting to hold it in contempt while the court considers a request it filed on Friday. The court filing says the effort by the Senate is a sham. Gallardo said he's concerned that backers of former President Donald Trump will take matters into their own hands if the Senate resolution passes. You know, what really concerns us is whether or not these people are going to do what they need to do in order to give Donald Trump the state. And I would hope that Karen Fan knows who she's talking to, Gallardo said. Every time she throws something out there, this whole group that was part of this insurrection, that's the audience that she's talking to. Someone's going to get hurt if they don't stop this, he said. The Senate has been trying since mid-December to get access to ballots and other materials so they can do their own audit of the election. They are prompted in part by the many Republicans who subscribe to unfounded claims that President Joe Biden won Arizona because of problems with vote counting. GOP senators say they're just trying to boost voter confidence in elections. The board has already turned over a massive amount of data requested by the Senate as it seeks to perform an outside audit of the election that saw Trump lose in the state. Republicans continue to raise unfounded claims of potential fraud or miscounts, which were rejected by a series of Arizona courts, including the state Supreme Court. So now, there were courts in Arizona that voted against the Trump backers and said that there was no fraud, that they didn't have a case, that there was not a way for them to turn the election back. And yet, these people are pursuing this matter anyway. Continuing, the supervisors said in Friday's court filing that while they respect the power of the legislature to issue subpoenas and have provided much of the information lawmakers seek, it would be illegal to turn over the ballots, and allowing access to voting machines by unqualified personnel would render them useless in future elections. Fan issued a statement Monday morning, slamming supervisors for their lawsuit. This new lawsuit is filed with a mischaracterization of facts to gain advantage with the courts and the media. Instead of making efforts to reach a resolution, the county is trying to store points for the future. Fan announced on January the 29th that she has hired a firm to conduct an audit of the county's elections, but has since backtracked and said she has not hired an auditor. But correspondence between Fan's lawyer and the county shows that Fan is proposing to use a firm with strong connections to the Trump campaign's efforts to overturn election results in multiple battleground states to do the review with oversight from another firm. So notice now, it's not just Arizona, but they're still working on this. And I found this amazing when I discovered that this is February the 11th now, and they're still trying to see if they can turn this election on its head. The Allied Security Operations Group worked with Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani to raise baseless allegations of election fraud and counting errors in Arizona and other states. The documents outline the work the company would do for the Senate if they were allowed to access the ballots and election equipment, including recounting at least 550,000 ballots and collecting forensic images of software used in ballot counting. The board supervisors have repeatedly pointed to multiple tests of the voting machines done before and after the election, and hand accounts of the sample of the ballots that has already been done. So notice now, they're still going after this. The first article I read for you was published on February the 3rd. The article that I just read for you, that was published on February the 8th. And we can take a look at one more article on the same subject. This one is also from the Associated Press, U.S. News, published February the 8th, 2021. The title, Senate Contempt Vote in Election Fight Fails. So they threaten to vote to contempt. They took the vote, but now the vote has failed. Senate Contempt Vote in Election Fight Fails. All right. Let's see what this article says. Republicans who control the Arizona Senate fell one vote short on Monday of holding the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors in contempt for failing to turn over voting machines and ballots from the November election that lawmakers want to examine as they continue to question President Joe Biden's win in the state. One Republican member joined all 14 Democrats in voting against a contempt resolution. If the measure passed, the five-member board could have been subject to immediate arrest. Republican Senator Paul Boyer broke ranks, angering his fellow Republicans. He said finding the board in contempt while they still had a chance of solution was not the right thing to do. I've always said, so long as there's hope for both sides to work with one another, I want to do all I can in my limited power to have us work amicably together. We still have time to work together on this. GOP Senate President Karen Fan leaned on Boyer to change his vote, saying that not passing the measure led the board off the hook. The contempt resolution could be revived if Boyer agrees to back it. Senator Warren Peterson, who heads the Judiciary Committee and issued the subpoena that the board is refusing to honor, said it was clear the board was being obstinate. The bottom line is that we have made that request, we have issued a subpoena, and they have given us the finger, Peter said. They refuse to comply with the subpoena. That's why they're in contempt. That's why they deserve to be found in contempt. Now, I hope that you're getting the picture here. And it's really an amazing thing because, as I said before, we are in February the 11th now. This election was held on November the 3rd last year. But in Arizona, it almost seems like a broken-hearted state because they're not in the habit of voting Democratic at all. And yet, Joe Biden won the state this time around, and so they're doing everything they know how to do in order to change that vote back and to make it into what they would like to have it be. This is an amazing thing. I've never, in all of the years that I've been around here, I've never heard of a loser in a presidential election insisting that he has won. And what is also amazing about that is that there are so many phone calls that have been made by the former president to the leaders, the governors, and whoever else in various states that he thought he should have won to go out and as he put it in some cases, find votes so that the election can be turned on its head. It is quite possible that this has happened before in secret, but I have never been made aware before of a public debate that has led to as much conflict as this particular election. Where we stand today is in a serious time because it's not just about doubting an election. It's not just about accusing the entire election system as being fraudulent. It is about going after the constitutional structure of how these things are done. So that now you're not just questioning the election, but you're repudiating the Constitution. And ultimately what will happen here, no one knows exactly. It seems as if it is settled at the moment. But with all of what continues to happen day by day, one cannot be sure that those who have an agenda, a specific agenda, will not continue their battle. You and I need to understand that all of what we see happening here is a part of the warning that we've received over time. The nation is changing. Changing from a Protestant nation, from a Republican nation, to a dragon-like nation. And not only does the United States of America fulfill Revelation chapter 13 and verse 11, but it goes beyond that. It has even begun to cause the rest of the world to speak as a dragon. Which means, of course, that you and I need to be ready for what is to come. There is much more to come. And the strength that we need, we cannot supply ourselves. We can receive that strength only from our Lord and Savior. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us day by day. We're grateful for all that you do. And we ask today that you would fill us with understanding, that our hearts and our lives might reflect you in every detail. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again today, we must thank you for your consistency in listening to the broadcast each and every day. We're grateful that God has drawn us together that we can study. And we'd like to make an appeal to you that you make a contribution to this ministry so that we might be able to finance our continued service in this area. God bless you and thank you. This has been your Daily Briefing, February the 11th, 2021.